We're going to do a phone scam right now. Explain this idea.
He works at Gamblers Anonymous, and his coworker gave me all the info to get him on the line, and I'm going to call, but I don't want his help to stop gambling. I want his help with a different situation I have. So we're going to call him right now, and we'll see what he could do for my gambling situation.
All right, Channel 955, this is your home of the phone scams. Spike, put yourself into the casino, my friend. Let's do it.
Now, another world-famous Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Gamblers Anonymous.
Yeah, how you doing? My friends call me High Roller Harry. Who's this?
Hi, this is George.
George, hi. My real name's Jim.
How you doing, Jim?
I got a 5 showing, and the dealer has a face card. What do you think I should do?
You're sitting at a table right now.
I got $150 of action on the table here. Need some help.
Sir, do you realize this is the gambling hotline?
Yeah, do you realize this hold card could bust me? I just need you to tell me if I should stand or hit or give me dirty looks at the table here.
Sir, where are you located right now?
Well, I'm at the $25 table, but I got a couple black chips down here. What can you tell me?
This is a gambling... this isn't a helpline. This is a hotline for people with a gambling problem.
That's nice and all. Maybe you and I can meet up in the lounge. I'll buy you a fruity cocktail drink and we'll talk about it. But right now I'm looking for one word answer from you. Stand or hit? Pit Boss isn't appreciating this because I'm holding up the action. So if you could just give me a tip here.
Sir, how long have you been gambling?
I've been here about 45 minutes.
No, I don't mean like today. I'm saying consecutively. How long have you been gambling?
Double down, you think? Or split? They're giving me funny looks. I need a hand here.
You know, listen, this is a hotline for people with serious problems.
I got a problem. The dealer has a face card. That's my problem.
Listen, you don't have a problem. This is a hotline for people with addiction, sir.
Okay, great. I got an addiction. Now, should I stand or should I...
Listen, if you're one of those people, I'd be more than willing to help you, but you can't make light of the situation. This is a serious problem that needs to be treated.
Make light of the situation. I got 300 on the table.
If you really want my help, I suggest you stand up and walk away from the table.
Stand? Okay, great. Dealer, I'd like to stand, please. Ah, sh**, you son of a bitch. You just cost me 3 bills. The dealer's got 20. You told me to stand on a 5.
Sir, I didn't tell you to stand. I told you to stand.
Stand or hit? You said stand.
I said stand.
Where am I going to get $300 now?
First of all, I told you to stand up, and this is...
See that? You just said it again. Stand.
Listen, if you're going to heed my advice, then heed my advice. Stand up.
You told me to stand on a 5. Who stands on a 5?
Not stand. Stand up. Stand up and walk out of the casino.
Let me ask you another question, because I got somebody I just got off the phone with. What do you say if I were to place a bet with a guy? His name's Jerry, and he said I couldn't keep you on the phone for 60 seconds. You think I just won this bet? Because you just been the victim of a Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
You know,
Do you know who Jerry is?
Yeah, I know Jerry. He's my manager.
He just phone scammed you.
I was a little suspicious at first, but we're supposed to stick to a script, and I didn't know.
We will scam you. Your home of the phone scams is Mojo in the Morning on Channel 955.